Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. Honestly, all I've had is coffee and creamer. That's all I've had this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we get started. For such a time as this, well, as we get started, let's put it that way. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for who you are, for the God, the Father, the Creator, the Savior. For your love, your mercy, your grace. How awesome you are. Father, we ask your forgiveness for all the times that we fail you. Help us to see those mistakes that we've made and to make them right. Help us to come home and not be the prodigal children. And Lord, we just ask for your protection over this country, over this nation. We are so divided right now. We see colors, we see genders, we just don't see people. That's all we need to see, that we're all God's children. Father, I just ask you to be with today's show, that you will bless it. May something that I uttered, that I say, bring encouragement and hope, and maybe turn a light on for someone. Father, we know that you are the answer to all the problems that we have. And for such a time as this, you have placed me here. I'm no Queen Esther, Father, but help me to do your will and to do as you would have me to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, we watched a week of a convention. The party is over. The dark week of the Democrat convention displayed a disdain for Americans and exposed how weak the Democrats and their policies truly are. We listened to a lot of talk, gloom and doomers, idiotic comments, cliches, and tremendous amount of blaming Donald Trump for all that has happened. Everything in the world is his fault, except for any of the good stuff. That still goes back to Biden and Obama. Like making America appear strong and solid in the world. They don't recognize that. And President Trump has done that. They talk about how he's alienated our alliances and he's just done such terrible things in the foreign policy. But that's not true. That's not true at all. Even though China is upset with us right now, it's China's fault. And it's Congress' fault. And it's the Democrats' fault. The viewing of the convention was down. They didn't have very many people watching. There's a part of me that kind of believes even if they'd had a normal convention, I hate that word normal these days, the attendance and the viewing wouldn't have been much better. People are tired of listening to them. I'm not sure why, after all, who can resist a steady flow of hate and finger-pointing, of lies and unfounded accusations? They know the truth. And the truth will set you free, but it will not get them elected. For an example, and this is just one example, abortion. Their comments on abortion. While this seems to be, and I still don't understand it, but it's a very controversial topic, is it really something that we should brag about? The Democrat Party brags about it. According to Nancy Pelosi, abortion unleashes the power of women. Really, I thought it just killed children. And Kamala Harris, she says injustice. It's an injustice if women can't kill their babies in abortion. Seriously, people. I can't imagine why their viewing was down. I mean, those are crazy comments. The Democrat Party has become the party of division. Actually, they've always been that party. Division, destruction, death, debt, and dependence. They are hell-bent into turning this nation over to communism. We heard the word democracy, 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 all through the week. We were established as a republic, a constitutional republic. Our founding fathers didn't want a democracy. Do you know why they didn't want a democracy? We'll explain it here in a little bit. And socialism. A democracy is mob rule. We've talked about that many, many times. Socialism equals communism. And that's what they are after. They don't want to come out and say it. So they call it democracy. But let me tell you, people, let me explain to you when they take charge, if they take charge. The mob will rule, and it'll be the elite. And it's not just the Democrats. It's the Republicans as well. I've said it over and over and over again. Thomas Jefferson warned us. The tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared. And will continue to be so for many years to come. The tyranny of the legislature, that's Congress, by the way. The tyranny of the legislature. He says the tyranny of the executive power, oh, it'll come in its turn, but a more distant period. Dictatorships are usually an oligarchy. Because the dictator can't do it all, so he has people, his peeps, that do stuff for him. We haven't got to that point yet, I don't think. Now, they keep claiming that that's what Trump's trying to do, but it's not, and you know it's not. You can dislike the man's personality if you want to, but you surely can't believe everything these Democrats are telling you. They've been caught in a coup against the president. They've been caught in lie after lie after lie, but they keep on repeating those lies. What we saw this week was very unconventional of a convention. We didn't see the people holding their signs and cheering and carrying on because we have COVID, and it's, you know, if you listen to Pelosi, it's Trump's COVID. It's Trump's virus. Well, that's ridiculous. And if you listen to Joe Biden, you know, he's telling you how Trump never took this serious. But you can go back and play all the times and put the date on it when Biden or Pelosi or anybody else on the Democrat side made a comment about how Trump was reacting to this virus. He overreacted. He shouldn't have stopped the travel. He shouldn't have done this. He shouldn't have done that. He should listen to science. And he did. And they were upset about it. He did stop the travel. And they were upset about it. If you go back and you listen, and now that's something that Joe says he would do. After Joe said he would not do. They're keeping the children away from school. And the teachers union is in on this. Because they're still supporting that Democrat Party. Many of the schools, the children need to quit suffering for the politics of the Democrats. You know, Rudy handed me this article just before we went on the air. And it's about some of the rioting in Chicago. And I want to talk about that later today. I think we're going to have Daniel's going to call in. I teased him this morning. I texted him. You got anything to talk about today? And he goes, oh my. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Remember, the Democrats, they're not bringing you a constitutional republic. They're bringing you communism. That's what they're after. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring an America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's Friday, and we've just kind of run out of things to say and to talk about. So we're bringing on Daniel because I think he might have a few things to say. How are you doing, Daniel?
Beth Ann, good morning to you. And yeah, I got a couple things on my mind today.
Oh, boy. As you wrote in your text, oh, boy. What do you think?
Well, you know,
I'll let you take it.
Yeah, it was an interesting couple of days. I watched most of the convention coverage. It's kind of my job. And the one takeaway that really stuck with me, they kept calling it the unconventional convention, right? Because of the social distancing, because of Corona. So, of course, things aren't going to be as they have always been in the past with conventions. But at a convention, and I've worked on the last couple, everyone has their role to play, right? The VP nominee, she did her role. She bashes. She's nasty. That's what the VP person does. He's the bad cop, right? The nominee presents a vision tomorrow. I think to a certain extent, Joe Biden may have even done that, right? And kudos for staying on prompter. He didn't stumble. You know what? We've been hard on him. I will give him props. The one in the unconventional convention who didn't do his job, unsurprisingly, is Barack Obama. And if I just may say, without an audience, without people oohing and aahing and gushing over him, Barack Obama showed us the other night that he is an unoriginal, uninspiring, really just like token as socialist progressive liberal, right? There's nothing about him that's original, fun, and different. And the shocking thing about Obama is all of his rhetoric of hope and change and his lofty words that wooed people back in 08, that is reserved for him. And Barack Obama was not the center of attention for this spotlight. So he is incapable of painting a bright tomorrow under Joe Biden. Tomorrow stinks. Everything stinks. America stinks. The only reason that is good in America, the only thing that is uplifting about America, the only time in your adult life to be proud of America, to quote his wife, is when Barack Obama is the center of attention. People say Trump is a narcissist. I don't think that's right. I think he may be an egoist, meaning he thinks he's better than everybody. But President Trump can speak beautifully about America, about the troops, about the people, about tomorrow. Barack Obama can only speak that way about himself. And I think he showed the nation the other night that he is a petty, angry, and really just unoriginal, typical leftist Democrat. And everything we thought about him was just a fake.
He can't let go of what? Of the presidency. You know, that's who he is, and he can't let go of it. And, you know, you serve 8 years, you get out. That's the way it is. He made a quote, Daniel, and maybe you've seen this, and I'm going to read it to you. And if you didn't know Barack Obama had said this, if you didn't know that they're pointing at our president, what would you think? He says, this president and those in power, those who benefit from keeping things the way they are, they are counting on your cynicism. They know they can't win you over with their policies. So they're hoping to make it as hard as possible for you to vote and to convince you that your vote doesn't matter. That's how they win. That's how they get to keep making decisions that affect your life and the lives of the people you love. That's how the economy will keep getting skewed into the wealthy and well-connected. How our health system will let more people fall through the cracks. That's how a democracy withers until it's no democracy at all. That was his quote.
Yeah.
Somebody thought that was just such a great bunch of words. And I'm thinking, if I didn't know who was saying it and what they were saying it about, I would be pointing at the Democrats.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this again, this was just a typical
shallow.
Angry, shallow, exactly, and kind of, to a certain extent, kind of basic, right? There was, how easy is it now to bash Trump? How easy is it for Joe Biden to repeat the lie of Charlottesville? There are good people on both sides. It's been debunked numerous times, but right, there has to be something more that makes you want to vote for Joe Biden. And I've told this to many people, and maybe I'm in a unique position because I did work for the Romney campaign, something at the time I was proud of, something in hindsight I'm really disappointed in, but we all look back and we realize...
What was I thinking?
but Mitt Romney, we tried our hardest to tell people Obama is bad, he's ruining the country, and they may have agreed with it, but no one voted for Mitt Romney, and there's that fascinating statistic, which gives me hope for this election cycle, that if Mitt Romney just got the same number of white men to vote for him as John McCain had gotten 4 years previously, Mitt Romney would have beat Obama in 2012. But white men didn't vote for him. People didn't vote for him. So we tried our hardest. Barack Obama bad. Barack Obama bad. America going in the toilet. And people may have said, yeah, I agree. But that is not enough to get people to vote. You need to vote for something. And I do not think the Democrats are presenting this case. Why should I vote for Joe Biden? Of the 28 people who ran, why him? Trump is bad. Okay, why him? Trump is bad. I'm going to stay home. And that's
orange man bad.
Ballot.
Old man
they
good.
Have two mail ballots. People are going to stay home and have to mail you your ballot.
Oh, gosh. Well, Kamala said, Kamala woman, you know, she says, we must elect a president who will bring something different and something better and do that important work. We must elect Biden. How is Biden going to do anything different than he's done for 50 years?
Yeah, exactly.
He's been in politics for 50 years. He's not new. He's not new blood. He's not a new breath of fresh air. He's old Biden. He's old school.
That is Trump's dagger in the debates, if they ever happen. I don't think they will. I don't think they will let Biden debate Trump. But that is his dagger to say, you know what, Joe, you've been saying how bad things are in this country, how bad things are, and you want me to be the blame after 3.5 years in charge. You've been in D.C. 47 years, and show me one thing that you have done that has solved some of these problems you highlight. Everything that Biden says is wrong with this country, for 47 years he could have done something, and he can't. So he uses these platitudes. I took on the gun lobby. What does that mean? I took on healthcare industry. I will stand up for the workers. You sent hundreds of thousands of jobs to China. Right? You watched the American middle class crumble with your trade negotiations. And now you're going to tell us there's no one who fights for you. What a bunch of lies. Do you really think the American people are that stupid? This guy who's been doing it, you know, this is the problem that some of the teachers unions are facing in the inner city. These kids have been failing English and math for 30 years, and you're going to tell us funding is the problem? Or maybe you're the problem. Maybe after 40 years of failure, you know, Baltimore, 53 years of failure, New York, 7 years of de Blasio failure, Chicago, 80 years of Democrat failure. Maybe you have to start looking in a darn mirror for a change, rather than try to bring everything to President Trump's feet to lay blame.
You know, another thing that I noticed is the constant labeling of America as a democracy. And that's gotten to be like nails on a chalkboard for me. We have some democratic policies, but we were not established to be a democracy. But that's what they kept on and kept on and kept on screaming, you know, and over and over and over again throughout the week. And it's like, you know, I'm hoping the democracy does die on November 3rd because I want the republic to be restored. I know that's a big wish for me, but, you know,
I kind of want
to happen.
And if anyone ever doubted that this coronavirus lunacy is political, look at how the coronavirus featured front and center of every single address this week. Everyone talked about how bad of a shape we are in because of coronavirus. They wouldn't say what they would do different. Joe Biden said, on day one, I will tackle this virus. Well, there you go. You got my vote. Day one, you're going to tackle the virus. It shows you how in the biggest states, which per capita are driving a big part of our national economy, New York, California, New Jersey, they need these crazy liberal policies to continue to punish the economy because they need to be able to say this is Trump's fault. That's the only way to beat him.
I was going to say, maybe Joe Biden's going to meet the virus out behind the bleachers and beat it up.
Yeah. I'm sure you said he beat coronavirus before. He lies about everything else.
Oh, you know, they went on and said, you know, talked about how Obama met their pandemic. They didn't have a pandemic.
No,
have a pandemic during that administration. This has been different. There's no doubt about it. And I think people are fearing more than they need to. At first it was okay, but now it's time to let up and let's get back to the real normal. Let's get back to life. We're out of time in your segment. Thank you so much, Daniel. You can stay if you want to. I think you got to go.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really taking off because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
We have returned. You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have been holding this article probably too long, but the reason I've been holding it is because it is contrary to what we're being told. Now, I do not hold any grudge or any judgment on anyone who decides and wants to wear a mask. I do not appreciate mandating masks. I have in my hand, it's a CDC report, and it says the CDC report, it's a study based on 14 clinical trials, and it shows face masks do not work. So I thought I would share that with you. Now, it says the reference is a non-pharmaceutical measures of pandemic influenza in non-healthcare settings, personal protective and environmental measures. Published in Emerging Infectious Disease, Volume 26, Number 5, May of 2020. The journal is published by the CDC. It says, I quote from the abstract, and here's the quote. Here, we review the evidence based on the effectiveness of non-pharmaceutical personnel, protective measures, and environmental hygiene measures in non-healthcare settings, and discuss their potential inclusion in pandemic plans. Although, they said, it supports the potential effect of hand hygiene and face masks, evidence from 14 randomized controlled trials of these measures did not support substantial effect on transmission of laboratory-confirmed influenza. We similarly found limited evidence on the effectiveness of improved hygiene and environmental cleaning. Now, stop and think about that. Seriously, stop and think about that. Those of us who live, for lack of a better word, a normal life, we have our homes, we have families, we have jobs, we go and come, or maybe we're retired. We go to the store, we do this, we do that. I call that a normal life. And compare it to those who live on the street, who have no personal hygiene available. They're not wearing masks. Yet they're not being found dead in stacks of dead people because of this terribly infectious disease. Now, I am not advocating that we all quit participating in good hygiene. I'm not advocating that at all. It goes on here and it says, here are the quotes from pages 970 through 972 of the review. In our systematic review, we identified 10 RCTs, that's randomized controlled trials, that reported estimates of the effectiveness of face masks in reducing laboratory-confirmed influenza virus infections in the community from the literature published during 1946, July 27, 2018. In pooled analysis, we found no significant reductions in influenza transmission with the use of face masks. Now, before the pandemic, in the winter, when we have the influenzas that are taking charge of our family sometimes, we see people that are out there wearing the masks, or in the really, really cold weather, they wear the mask to keep from breathing in that cold air. It goes on in this, and it says, disposable medical masks, also known as surgical masks, are loose-fitting devices that were designed to be worn by medical personnel to protect accidental contamination of patients' wounds and to protect the wearer against splashes or sprays of bodily fluids. There is limited evidence for their effectiveness in preventing influenza virus transmission either when worn by the infected person or source control or when worn by uninfected persons to reduce exposure. Our systematic review found no significant effect of face masks on transmission of laboratory-confirmed influenza. In this review, we did not find evidence to support protective effect of personal protective measures of environmental measures in reducing influenza transmission. Again, we did not find evidence that surgical-type face masks are effective in reducing laboratory-confirmed influenza transmission, either when worn by infected persons, source control, or by persons in the general community to reduce the susceptibility. So he says in this is coming from him, not the report, in case you want to quibble about the value of what the author refers to as mechanistic studies, the authors are correctly setting those studies off to the side in favor of the material they preferred to examine in randomized controlled trials, which was widely considered to be more valuable, relevant, and meaningful. So there you have it. He says, your science. So I think you need to question yourself. Now, I will confess, I carry a mask in the car, and I have one in my purse, and if I am demanded to put it on, and I really want something in that store, I'll wear it. If I don't, I won't. I'll turn around and go back. They cannot force you to wear a mask. They don't know what your health is. And I don't believe we should be forcing these children to wear masks. I know kids. I raised a pile of them. What are they going to do with these masks on? It's not going to help them. They aren't a source of the virus. And they aren't in danger from the virus. So why are we forcing the children to wear masks at school all day long? I was asking Rudy today, I said, you don't think any of those mischievous little children are going to get upset at their teachers and stick their tongue out and not get caught, do you?
Well, Oh, yeah, all the time.
There's going to be all kinds of mischievous things going on behind those masks.
I was in line at Kohl's, like a good sheeple, standing 6 foot away from the person in front of me, and wearing my mask like they made me put on when I went in there.
Mm-hmm.
And two customers in front of me is a lady at the cash register with her probably 10 or 11-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a mask on, sorta. On, off, over his nose, not, hands all over his face, mask back on, pulled it down to sneeze and put it back on. Keep the mask on those kids. Go ahead and try.
Yeah, hold it down to sneeze. That is hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't want to sneeze in your face.
Yeah.
Do you want to sneeze in your own face?
I get it completely.
You know, stuff comes out sometimes. You don't want to sneeze in your own face. Well, that's hysterical. I know I've got children. I've got grandchildren, and some of them are going to go into schools, and they're going to be forced to wear masks. Good luck keeping them on. Good luck keeping them clean. I know my one daughter-in-law said she just ordered umpteenth masks of one color for the one boy and another for the girl. And, you know, she's got a two-year-old. You can't keep one on a two-year-old. And if there's anybody that has lots of fluid coming out of their body, it's two-year-olds.
Little snot machines, I'm telling
they
you.
They are. They have leaky faces all the time. Their faces are leaking. And, you know, I believe in being careful. I really do. I tried to make my children brush their teeth like they were supposed to. I tried to make my children wash their hands like they were supposed to. I had one boy that caught poison ivy or poison oak one time, and he had a pretty bad knee. I just couldn't keep him from scratching. Well, I did take him to the doctor for that. I normally don't go to the doctors for too much of anything. I did take him, and I don't remember what he put him on, but he said, use Dial soap. At that time, that was before all the stuff was out about Dial soap. He said it has a little bit of an antibiotic in it or something. Anyway, so he said it cleans their hands. So make sure he's using Dial soap when he does wash his hands and try to make sure he washes his hands. They're boys. They play in the dirt. They pick their nose. They do whatever they can. And, you know, children are children. But adults need... Perhaps we do need to listen to the science and the studies. But what's really going on behind the scenes, and this is disturbing, they're afraid of lawsuits, and that's why they're making you wear masks. And we need to stop the lawyers. We need to stop the lawsuits. You can't sue. You should not be able to sue for someone getting COVID. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us.
Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jogged 3 laps. I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Yeah. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still tired and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BETHANN to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BETHANN and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BETHANN. You know, I, like Daniel, I had to watch the convention. I didn't watch the convention. I watched excerpts from Fox as they, I guess they weren't allowed necessarily to be there covering it. And so, and of course, it didn't start till late because it was on the East Coast. So here it didn't start till late. And I listened to the speeches like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, and I did not hear Pelosi. I saw Elizabeth Warren, Lizzie. I heard a lot of talk, a lot of words, a lot of cliches, a lot of lies. Now, I'm not a staunch Republican. I never have been. I consider myself to be independent. And I get just as angry with the Republicans as I do the Democrats. But right now, the Democrats are pushing us down the socialistic road of communism. Now, we've been going this train, we've been riding this train for decades and decades with Republican leadership as well as Democratic leadership. They don't want you to say a republic. They don't want you to be proud of your country and nationalism. Yet they were almost, once in a while, they would say that this week. But in reality, you can't, it doesn't matter what they say. What they do is what matters. Now, Rudy and I were talking during the break, and he had a little revelation. You didn't have a revolution in your head, did you? You had a revelation in your head. And we were talking, sometimes we wonder, but we were talking about the nearly 50 years that Biden has been in office. And now they're calling it, we need something new. Biden's not new. He's old. He's old school. They were explaining last night that he was the youngest candidate when he ran for president the first time, and now he's the oldest candidate running for president.
I cannot believe the young Democrats are happy at all. I just can't believe it.
They put a white guy in there.
I know. That's
but they wanted the other old white guy.
Yeah, so come on.
He didn't have any new ideas either. They were just different.
They were just socialism.
Yeah.
This is socialism, too, because that's all any of these, the legislatures have been pushing. When they talk about social programs, whether it's health care or anything else, my friends, it takes away your liberty and your independence. If you become dependent on the government for subsidies, just, you know, just talk about that. Whether it's in agriculture, whether it's in the energy industry or any other industry, you become dependent on them. You didn't make it on your own then. Then what Barack Obama says is true, but it isn't true. Americans out here working, these entrepreneurs, and I gave you one example of another yesterday of women before the revolution, had their own businesses, were successful, were doing things. In 1775, before our Declaration of Independence, the one woman was running. She was the postmaster. That was a big deal. But yet we hear these Democrat women, and Republicans too, I get tired of listening to it, talk about the gender bias, and yeah, that exists. That exists. You're not going to legislate it away. We already have laws about paying women equal to men when they're doing the equal job. The women want the jobs, but they don't want to be equal. In the military, because they're built different, they want to do different, they should have different number of push-ups and sit-ups and things that they do because they're not built like a man. Well, then you're not equal, are you? If you can't do the job the guy is doing, then you're not equal. You're not up to his pay grade. It's just that simple. I'm not trying to be ugly about it. I'm trying to be real about it. I think women can do anything they put their mind to. There's some things I don't want to put my mind to. Push-ups are one of them.
Tell me about it.
All right, don't get ugly now. I have just a little food for thought. I'm not going to go into this in depth. But Alan Dershowitz, he's a professor emeritus at Harvard Law Institute. He's supposed to be a constitutional lawyer. He says, what if the pandemic were to become so bad that the election could not be held? What would happen? He says, because the Constitution says on January 20th, he's out. You got to have an election. So does that mean that we'll be out of everything? Or does that mean Pelosi will be in? Or no, she didn't get reelected. What's going to go on? That's something to think about. It doesn't make common sense to me that that's what would happen. But by golly, if there's only one vote going, I'm dragging my butt to the precinct and vote. I don't care how bad it is. If I'm the only voter, Trump's in.
You don't care how many masks you have to wear, you're going, right?
Well, it's. I have an article here that there's no way I can share it with you. I encourage you, if you don't have your own computer and internet, go to the local library and look up American Greatness. It's AM for America, it's shortened, greatness.com. And this writer, her name is Julie Kelly. And the title of it is The Democrat Party is Unwell. She talks about their obsession. You know, I ask, I think, one day, why is it? What is it that they can't wait for 8 years? Why is there a panic? She says the whole of the Democrat Party should be in the rubber room, not anywhere near the levers of power. The only cure for what ails the Democrat Party is for voters to turn them out of office so that they get the nice long rehab that they need. As Trump said Thursday about the opposition party, there was a certain sense of sanity 4 years ago. These people are insane, and she says he is correct. They want to dismantle borders and empty the prisons. If those promises are kept, this country as we know it will be gone for good. Democrat-run big cities are already disintegrating in rapid fashion. due to failed leadership and policies, except to see it in small cities. She says, expect to see it in the small cities and in the suburbs near you if they take control on November. They're in a panic. And they're going to make it full-blown socialism. It's their last chance. We think it's our last chance to save the republic. They think it's their last chance to kill it off for good. What do you want? Do you want a democracy? The socialism? Because that means you won't own land, you won't own anything, and you won't even be able to determine what job you're going to do when you grow up. It's going to be that bad. America, liberty is always in the hands of the people if the desire is in your hearts to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy and friggin' snake oil and all that. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I say, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.